and Abby Pagel. Would you come and tell us what God has done for you?
Hi, my name is Abby Pagel. 14 years ago, at the age of 7, I was adopted from Thailand into a Christian family, Christian home. My parents and my siblings shared the gospel with me from day one. Once I learned the English language and began to go to school, my sin became very evident. I did not care for school except for hanging out with friends. There was hardly a day that went by without some type of deception or lie from me. I was always telling my parents I either had my homework done when I didn't, or that I didn't have any homework when I did. Every teacher struggled to motivate me, and most of the time, they just gave up. My parents were in the office more times than I cared to count. The kinds of friends that I chose to hang out with were not good choices, and my parents had to remove me from 3 different schools to protect me from me. As I became older, I started to hide even more things from my parents, and some more serious than others, and some even dangerous. Any chance I got, I would borrow someone's phone at school and text every friend and boys my parents wanted me to stay away from. By God's grace, I was caught pretty much every single time. Whenever I got caught, I was sad, but only because I got caught. Hoping to escape the consequence for my sin, I would eventually ask for forgiveness, but it was never sincere. I just wanted to be done so I could get on with my so-called life. Just as it says in the book of Proverbs, I began to despise wisdom and instruction. I think the best way to describe me is Proverbs 18:2. A fool does not delight in understanding, but only revealing his own mind. I was a fool. I had constant battles with my sister. I despised her and didn't care about our relationship. My whole family, along with many people from this church, were praying for me and grieving over the life I was living. Whenever I was disciplined, I would justify everything I did. I was hard-hearted and rebellious, but my family would continue to share the hope of the gospel with me. I remember many times my 4 older siblings literally pleading with me to repent and believe in Jesus. They would tell me that I could have victory over my sin if I would just trust in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. They told me that I must believe that Jesus died on the cross for sinners like me and that he rose again, overcoming sin and death. There were times I wanted to change, but most of the times I was just stubborn and unrepentant. I thought I was saved at least 2 or 3 times before, but there was never a lasting, genuine love for the Lord or his word, and I would run right back to the same sin. I began to feel despair over ever being able to change, and I just became angry at God for not hearing my prayers. I told my parents I was tired of hearing about Jesus and that I didn't want to hear anymore. No matter how many times I told them, they would continue to share the gospel with me. Several people from Grace would meet up with me from time to time to help me see the glory of God. But I could not understand the things of God. Last summer, my parents told me they wanted me to go to summer camp. I always enjoyed summer camp because of the teaching and hanging out with friends. But this time, I told them I didn't want to go. I didn't want to be surrounded by Christians that I knew. And the truth is, I didn't want to share in my small group and have my sin exposed again. I was so angry that they were going to make me go to camp, but they told me I was going no matter what. A couple of weeks before I went to summer camp, I was at work and noticed this guy that I work with was so happy all the time. I asked him why he was so happy, and he said, "I got saved, and I love Jesus now, so why wouldn't I be happy?" Then he looked at me and said, "Okay. Why aren't you happy, Abby?" I told him, "I don't know. and he said, yes, you do, is because you don't know Jesus. Summer camp came, and it was different than any other I've been to. But not for the reasons you might think. It was because my small group leader confronted me on some things she saw during that camp. I lied to her and would not confess what I did. Little did I know that God was going to use this to bring me to him. When I got home, I had no idea that my parents knew what I did and that I had lied to Emily. They asked me if there was anything that happened at camp that they should know about. I tried to deceive them and acted like everything was fine. And that summer camp was great. They confronted me in my lies and they said they already knew what happened and I was devastated. Here we go again. When would this ever end? My parents let me know that there would be a consequence for what I did. And we talked for a long time about the Lord and the danger I was in without Christ. The sadness that I felt was different from any other time before when I was caught. I was truly broken by how deceptive my heart really is and how many people I hurt. I went to bed that night and prayed for God to change me again. Later that week, it was my brother Matt's surprise birthday party. It was July 25th. As I watched everyone at the party, I again wondered why everyone was so happy. I felt so empty inside, and I knew that I did not share the same happiness they had. I went upstairs to my room and decided to read the word. I read for almost an hour. I came to Mark 7:6, which says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me." I just sat there and stared at that verse. I realized that was me. My heart was so far away from him. I recognized that I had never really loved anyone but me. Growing up in a Christian home, I was always trying to be good, and I wanted to be worthy. But as I sat there that night in my room, I realized that he alone is worthy. I am just a sinner enslaved to my sin. After I was done reading God's word, I just cried and cried to the Lord and prayed and begged him for forgiveness. I remember going back down to the party, and I felt like a huge burden was lifted. My unhappiness was gone, and I was filled with joy. When the party was over, my parents and my brother Mick were all sitting outside, and I was so excited to tell them what had happened. They were excited to hear my story, and they said they would continue to pray for me. It has been 9 months since the Lord changed my heart. It hasn't been a perfect rock, but each day as I seek God and his word, I learn more and more about him and thank him for saving me. I praise God for my family and friends, this church, student ministries, and everyone else that God put in my path to bring me to this day. And that is why I'm here today. I want to be baptized out of the obedience of the Lord and to boast in my Savior and what he has done for me.
Abby Pagel, this is exciting. Based off of your profession of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, it is my joy and privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.